The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Chulin. Masechet Chulin has been dedicated by our good friend, Mr. Joey Jamal, and his wife, in honor of their son's Jack engagement to Shirley Sutton. Bazat Hashem, she get married, B'Sha'at Tova U'Muslachat, and Zechut of the Limud that we are going to have for the next several months in Masechet Chulin. They should enjoy a lot of nachat, shalom bayit, peace, prosperity, and all the berachot. Amen. Daf Nun. Today's daf is being studied in Mishmat Abraham ben Esther ben Moshe ben Nuna. Ruach Hashem Terechem ben Eden. Amen. Maslahat Yaakov ben Yosef. We begin today's daf on Mem Tet Amud Bet, and we are starting six lines from the bottom. Gemara begins Amar Rav Nachman. Chelev ve'asui kekova eno sotem. Gemara says if the chelev is like a hat, which means the chelev, the fat that's on the animal, if it's not flush with the animal, it protrudes like a hat. Eno sotem, it cannot cause to plug up a hole. So Gemara says hecha amri la hecha. Where is this said? Where is an example of the chaylev that's like a kova? Amrila chite de kalkesha. They say it's referring to the pieces of fat that are similar to like a chita, like a wheat kernel, that are by the halcholet, that are round like a hat. And let's say the halcholet got a hole in it, that fat that's covering it will not consider plugging it up. Amrila, and some say tarpesha de liba. That's referring to the tarpash of the liv. Okay, now let's see the pictures of what these two parts are. So we need, number one, we look to look at the chiteh de karkesha. Let's see if they give us a picture of chiteh de karkesha. Right here in the Temune Hall book on page 73, karkesha is the rectum. So you're going to see here, it has fat, but the fat protrudes. It's not flush. It's like a ball. So that fat will not cover up a hole that's in the rectum. And the karkeshan, tarpesha de liba. Let's see where he makes it. That's on the bottom, on page 73. Here's tarpesha de liba. Here's the lev. Tarpesha de liba is calling it the pericardium, which is like a, it's like a casing, like a film that goes over the heart. Okay. Let's look in the back. He talks about the pericardium. Tarpesha de liba, membrane of the heart, or pericardium, is a fibrous sac of membrane that encases and protects the heart. It provides a stable and moist environment in which the heart functions. It is molded around the curved contours of the heart and is therefore described as shaped like a hat. There are actually two fats in the heart area. A hard, thick layer of white fat that sits on top of the heart and a thin, flexible membrane that envelops the entire heart. So that membrane that encompasses the heart, so that fat is made like a kova. And that fat does not serve to plug up a hole. Amar Rava, Shmait mine de Rav Nachman tarte. We're going to learn from what Rav Nachman said that we can learn two things. Number one, we're going to learn Himsa ubar Himsa. Those are two fats that are on the keba, or on the stomach of the animal. One is called Himsa, and one is called Bar Himsa. Had satim, v'had lo satim. One plugs up holes, and one will not plug up holes. Ve'lo yadana hei minayu. But I don't know which one is the good one that plugs, and which one is the one that doesn't. Ravuna bar chinana v'ravuna bered Rav Nachman amar bar chimsa satim. Chimsa lo satim. That the fat that's called bar chimsa, that'll plug up holes. But the fat that's called chimsa will not. Amar Rav Tabut, the Simanach, the way you remember which one works and which one doesn't. Yafeh, koach haben, mikoach ha'av. That sometimes the power of the son, S-O-N, the child, is greater than the power of the father. Therefore, bar hamsa. Bar hamsa is the son of the hamsa. So the bar hamsa plugs up, where the hamsa, which is the father, does not plug up. So therefore, yafeh koach haben, the son in this case is stronger than the father. Okay, now the Gemara wants to know, where is this fat? Hey hamsa, the hey bar hamsa. Which fats that are on the keva, that are on the stomach of the animal, which one is called hamsa, and which one is called bar hamsa? Tashema, so come, and we'll give you a statement where you can learn the answer. The Amar of Nachman. They were talking about, there was a machloket in Eretz Yisrael and in Bavel, a certain fat. In Eretz Yisrael they would eat it, and in Bavel they wouldn't eat it. So machloket if it was kasher or not. So the Gemara says, Inu mechal achle. In Eretz Yisrael they eat this fat because they hold that it's chalev tahor. Uldidan mistam name lo satim. The people of Bavel were saying they eat it. And for us, we're going to say it doesn't plug up, which means they go so far to say that the fat is kasher even for consumption. So the rabbis and Bavel said, and we're going to go so far to say, they're saying it rhetorically, that we're not going to be able to use it even to plug up a hole, which means at least we should say it should be kosher enough to plug up a hole, because already they're not even calling it fat. So then we should already... We don't want to go so far to batir it to eat, but we have reasons to be mekel over here. Number one, because Bnei Yisrael, they say it's not even fat; it's chelev mutav. And number two, even if you want to say it's chelev asud, remember we had a shita on yesterday's daf in the name of Rav Sheshat that chelev tameh is sotem. Everybody held chelev tahor is sotem. If the chelev is tahor, it plugs up. So the rabbi is saying like this of Babel. First of all, the people of Babel say it's chalef tahor. Sorry, people of Israel say it's chalef tahor. And even according to say it's chalef tameh, there's an opinion that holds chalef tameh is sotem. So at least it should be sotem for us. So comes the Gemara and says, now, which type of fat that's on the kebab were they talking about? Now, in order to appreciate this, if you look in your Timune Chol books, you will see on page 74. What about the other one? The four stomachs, which the chelev amchaseh et hakerev. Now, chelev amchaseh et hakerev is like that netting, that fat netting that goes around the whole innards of the animal. They took it off in this picture so you could see it. The various sites of attachment of chelev on the stomach are now visible. On the kashta, the greater curvature, which means the keva looks like as like a bow, the curved part, and then the straight part. Okay, of the that's called the keshet, and the aitera. Aitera is the long straight line. So if you look, you'll see, chelev akashta, fat of the greater curvature. You see in the keva here, it's curved, and there's fat. You see the fat that's running across this area. And then you have the chelev aitera, that's the fat of the lesser curvature, that's on the other side across from it. Also, you see you have a line of fat over there as well. So that's the fat that they were talking about in Eretz Yisrael and Bavel. We had a machloket. Which fat were they talking? The akashta or the aitera? The akashta, which is the curvature area, called the alma lo peligi de asur. Everybody holds that area, this fat over here, is going to be asur. Ki peligi de aitera. They're arguing on the fat of the lesser curvature. Okay, now what's the machloket? If you remember on yesterday's daf, we had a machloket between Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Yishmael. And the machloket was that the only fats that are forbidden are similar to the fats that the Torah talks about. And one of the properties of the fats that the Torah talks about is totav. Totav meant it's in a sack. Like the chelev amchaseh et hakerev. That's like in a sack. That's called totav. It's like a bagel. Now, this fat over here of the yeter, of the lesser curvature, is not totav. It doesn't come around the meat in a like a bagel. It's just like a line of fat that's connected to the kebab. So therefore, Bnei Eretz Yisrael say it's mutav, because they go like Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva says that you need three properties. It has to be totav, krum, that has like a little film on it, membrane, and it's niklaf, you're able to peel it off. Bnei Bavel, they hold like Rabbi Ishmael. Rabbi Ishmael held, it doesn't have to be totav. Even if it's not like a bagel, it's going to be asur. But so long as you're able to just peel it off easily. Now, the chelev of the akashta, according to everybody's going to be asur, because they're going to consider this totav. Because it's like layered over the piece. See, here it's just away from the piece. The chelev of the aitera is off the piece. Here the chelev of that kashta is actually going over the piece. So therefore, everybody will agree in that case that this chelev is going to be asur. Oh, so therefore, they're referring to the chelev on the yeter. That's the chelev of the yeter. That's going to be called bar himsa. And that's what Abu Nachman was talking about, that the bar himsa, this fat over here, will have the ability to seal up the holes. Which means even though there's a mahloket in Eretz Israel and Bavel, whether you can eat it or not, but the rabbis of Bavel said, in Eretz Israel they're eating it. We're going to say it doesn't even plug up. So therefore we're going to hold that even though they don't eat it, at least for us it can be plugging up. And therefore that's what Rav Nachman meant when he said that there's Hamsa and Bar Hamsa. And the Bar Hamsa is the one that plugs up. And that's referring to this one over here. But this Chalif of the Akashta is Chalif Tameh. And we learned yesterday's doubt that Chalif Tameh, according to everybody, does not, or according to a lot of opinions, Chalif Tameh does not plug up. So therefore this is the Chimsa. We figured it out. The Chimsa is this fat of the Akashta, and the Bar Chimsa is of the Aitira. That's one version of the Gemara. I get what I was going to give you. Ika de Amri. Ika de Amri. The Aitira. That's of the lesser curvature over here. This fat over here. Kula Amba lo peliki de Shari. Everybody's going to hold. It's okay. Because again, since it's Dabuk, it's attached to the Keva, and it's not Totav, it doesn't dress it, it doesn't, like in a sack. So everybody's going to hold it, it's mutar. Meaning they're all holding like Rabbi Akiva. That you don't need it. That in order for it to be asud, it has to be totav. It has to be like a bagel, a sack. And since it's not like a sack, everybody ben Yisrael is going to say that this fat is okay. Ki peligi da kashta. And the argument is going to be on da kashta. On this fat over here. What's going to be in the machloket over here? Bnei Eretz Yisrael are going to say that since it's really, it's just going across, it's not really dressing it like a bagel, and therefore they're going to say it's mutar, because it's not totav like we learned, and Bnei Bavel are going to say that it's called totav. Because bottom line, it's like on the keva itself, it's like a line going across, right, it's not attached to it, it's on it. So on it is like a totav. So that's going to be the machloket on this over here. Okay, so big nafkaminai. According to the first version, the machloket is only on the aitera, the machloket is on this fat over here. Therefore this would be called bar chimsa. And therefore that was the machlokin in Israel, whether you can eat it or not, but plugging it up, everybody would say it's okay. According to the second version, B'nai Eretz Yisrael, they were not arguing on the Aitera. The Aitera kula al mashari. This, according to everybody, would be mutar. And the mahlokin is, so according to B'nai Eretz Yisrael, both fats are going to be mutar. And B'nai Bavel will say that the akashta is going to be the fat that is asur. B'matishne halabim. Now, Rav Nachman said, even the chalev that they're arguing on has the ability to be sotem. So that means this chalev of the akashta that they were arguing on is going to have the ability to be sotem. But the only problem is this cannot be because this is called himsa. And Rav Nachman's statement above was Himsa or bar himsa. One plugs and one doesn't plug. And then you're telling me over here that Rav Nachman said that the rabbis of Babel said they eat it, and we're not going to say that it plugs. But if you're telling me over here they eat both, and therefore if they eat both, so then both of them should plug. So therefore you have to say that Rav Nachman himself subscribed to the first way we learned the Gemara. The first way we learned the Gemara is that everybody holds that the Akashta is Asur. This is Asur. And the Aitera is the subject to the Mahloket. And then this is Himsa. And this is Bar Himsa. And that's what the B'nai Bavel was saying. Listen, we don't eat the Bar Himsa, but they eat it. So at least it should be enough to say that it's going to be plugging it up. But you cannot say that Rav Nachman holds like the second version. Because according to the second version, B'nai Eretz ate both. So then what was Rav Nachman? They eat it. But Rav Nachman says only one plugs and one doesn't plug. So therefore, if you go with that logic, when he says they eat both of them. And we know Rav Nachman says only one of them is going to go. So therefore, as she points out, that Rav Nachman must be going like the first version. Now the Gemara continues. So again, B'nai Eretz Yisrael, according to the first version again, we matir this chalev here. Chalev of the Aitera, the lesser curvature. Kiyad amar of Avya amar of Ami, mekamsin. Vechen amar of Yana, yebiyana mishum zaken ehad, mekamsin. You take a little piece of fat off the yeter, and you eat the rest. There was some fat over here. You had to remove some forbidden fat. Just give us that picture. Here. If you look at the bottom picture, the above specimen position to show the attachment of the chalev sha'ala kerev on the yetera. Let's see. Chalev sha'ala kerev, where's that? Halif sha'ala kerev. Well, here's the fat of the lesser curvature, where the rabbis of Israel are going to say it's okay. That's here. But there was a little, some fat that went over it. Where is that fat? The Bas position to show the attachment of the halif sha'ala kerev on the yitra. So, there's a fat over here. Yeah. So therefore they would say they would peel this fat away and then eat this area over here. Which is they were able to eat the head that's underneath it, because they know that the ayitra is okay. So the Gemara says mekamsin. They would move away a little of the upper fat that was on top of it, which is the isur one, and they would eat the head that was underneath it. Okay? Because Israel held it was okay. V'chen amar b'yanayim shem zakenah mekametzin. Mekametzin, they would peel off the upper fat, which was asur, and they would eat the lower fat. Amar Rav Avya, havakim nekemed Rabbi Ami. I was in front of Rabbi Ami, kamsu. V'havu le v'acham. They took a little of the fat that was on top of it, and they took it off, they peeled it off, and they ate what was underneath it. Shema'ed Rabbi Hanina, havakim nekemed Rabbi Hanina. The Shamosh of Rav Hanina was in front of Rav Hanina. Amar le, Rav Hanina tells the Shamosh, Kibbutz, hafli de'echol, peel a little of the upper fat off, and give me to eat from the lower one. Hazid have kamhasim. If Hayina saw that the Shamush was mehasis, he was like deliberating whether he should do it or not. Amar le, so the rabbi says, oh, I figured it out. Babla'at, you're from Babel. I forgot, the rabbis in Babel, they don't eat this stuff. Good shedeh. Cut it off and throw it out. Jeez, I'm not going to make you do something that you yourself don't eat. He saw, he was like hesitant. Wait a minute, I'm giving the rabbi this fat over here. We don't eat this fat. Fastus is chaylev. He says, oh, you're a Babel, you're from Babel. Okay, throw it out, no problem. Okay, Tanya. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer. A bunch of women. Benem me'ayim. Okay. That's talking about the intestines. Shinikibu, they got a hole in it. Vilihasot matan. There's some, the halili is what, I guess, moisture that's coming out of the intestines that causes it to seal. Keshira. So the moisture of the intestine itself serves as a plug. My leha, what is this leha? Amar afkana, shirka de me'aya, de nafik agab duhka. That's the moisture that's in the intestines, that when you put a knife to it, it oozes out and it'll plug it up. You look in your Temune Hol, page 75. Segment of the me'ayim cut open to show the mucus-like inner lining. Is when you cut open the, you cut open the me'ayim, there's a mucus that will be there. So that mucus will plug up the holes. Okay. Gimidi Havraya de Rabbi Abba. The friends of Rabbi Abba had a Kabbalah. The Rabbi Abba. From Rabbi Abba. Umanu. Who are the friends of Rabbi Abba? Rabbi Zera. Okay, so Rabbi Zera had a Kabbalah. The Amrila Havraya de Rabbi Zera. Something in reverse. The friends of Rabbi Zera had a Kabbalah. The Rabbi Zera. Umanu, and who were the friends of the Bizera? Umanu Rabbi Abba. Good. Bered Rabbi Chaya Bar Abba. Hachi Amar Rabbi Yohanan. The tradition was, this is what Rabbi Yohanan said. Halakha Kerabban Shim'on Ben Gamliel Beterefa. Halakha Kerabban Shim'on Ben Gamliel. Kerabban Shim'on. Kerabbi Shim'on Be'evel. Two laws. When it comes to the Me'ayim, we go like Rabban Shim'on Ben Gamliel that said that there's a hole, it can be plugged up by the Leha, and we're going to take the Bishimon when it comes to the laws of Avilut. Two separate subjects, but that's tradition. We take the Ban Shimon Megamniel in the Me'ayim law, and the Bishimon in the Avilut law. So Gemara says, Halakha Kerabban Shimon Megamniel Beterefa Hada Amran. We just said it. With the Me'ayim that has a hole in it. Kerabishimon Be'evel Mahi. What's the case of Avilut? Litnan. That, let's say the first 3 days of Avilut, you had a family member that wasn't sitting with the family. The family member showed up within the first 3 days. So, if he came from a close place, which means he was less than a day's distance away, and he came and he's sitting now with the family, he already picks up from day three. He doesn't have to sit from the beginning. Since he was close, and he came in Makom Karov, and he caught them within the first 3 days, they already counted for him. And he counts with them. In Makom Rahok, but if he came from a far place, which means more than a day's distance away, Moneh La'atzmo, he has to count 7 days for himself. Mikan Ba'ilach, but if he shows up after the first 3 days, Afinu Baba Makom Karov, even if he came from a close place, Moneh La'atzmo, he has to count 7 days for himself. That's the Tanakama. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Afilu Bayom HaShivi'i, Vam Makom Karov, Moneh Mahem. Even if he shows up on day 7, if he was in a Makom Karov, he counts with them, and that's it. He gets up with them on the 7th day. And therefore, he's saying what? That's the case of Rabbi Shimon by Evan. That they had a tradition that they take Rabbi Shimon comes to Avidu. Amar Mandehu. Mandehu said, who's Mandehu? Yeah, we don't know his name. So it's Mandu. Someone said, they don't know his name, but Iske ve'esak. I hope I'll have the zechut so I can go up to Eretz Yisrael ve'igmere l'shmata mepumeh demara, and I'll be able to learn this halakha from the one that said it. It means I want to confirm, did he indeed say, the rabbi, that the halakha is like Rabbi Shimon when it comes to Avilut, I'd like to go up and hear this halakha. Kisalik, so he went up, the student went up there to Israel. Ashkehayan Rabbi Abba, Bez Rabbi Chaya Ben Abba. Vamale, and he told him, Amar Mor, halakha ke Rabban Shimon Gamliel betrefa. First he asked him, the first halakha. Did you go like Rabban Shimon Gamliel when it came to the trefa with the intestines? Amar le, ha in halakha amre. No, you heard me wrong. I said the halakha is not like him. That it doesn't plug it up. The mucus of the ma'ay. I did exactly the opposite. Kerabi Shimon be'ebel mai. And what about, what did you say about the Evel case with the Bishimon? Amar le, so he told him, Rabbi Abba told him, Pinuk taninu. That's already machloket. The Itmar, the Fazda Amar halakha, the Ken Amar Rabbi Yohanan halakha, the Rabbi Nachman Amar en halakha. That's machloket if we go like Rabbi Shimon by Evel or not. Some rabbis say we take him, sometimes we don't take him. The en halakha, the bottom line of the Gemara, the en halakha, Karaban Shimon Gavadim Betrefa, halakha, Karabi Shimon be'Evel. Tamar Shimon halakha, Kedvram Bekel, be'Evel. So Gemara gives a conclusion. First, we're not going to take the bunch of omgivne what he said with the intestines. I mean, if there's a hole in the intestines, the mucus does not close it up. But they will take the bishim om when it comes to the laws of avelut, because we have a general rule in avelut. Halacha is like the lenient one in the laws of avelut. Halacha kedivrei mekel ba'avel, and therefore that's mekel. The guy shows up on day 7 and he gets up. He sits with them for whatever it is. So therefore, that is the conclusion of that Gemara. Okay, Amar Rav Shimi Bar Hiya, Makifim Bibne Me'ayim. Okay, what is that? Let's say you have a hole in the Bibne Me'ayim, in the intestines. And you don't know if the hole came before the Shechita. It came before the Shechita, it's a problem. It's a terefa. Or maybe it came after. So what do? You make on purpose another hole in the Bnei Ma'ayim, and you compare them. If you see the hole looks like the new hole that you made, then you say it was done after. If it doesn't look like it, then you say it was done before, meaning you're able to compare holes in the Bnei Ma'ayim. After the Shechita, you saw a hole, so you make another hole on purpose. Now you look, you say, is it similar or not? So Yabra says a story. There was an intestines that had a puncture in it, and they brought it in front of Rava. Akfinu velo iddamu. So he made another hole, he compared them, and they were not similar. So he said, must be terefa, because must be that hole came from before. Atar of Mesharshia bere. The son of Rava was Rav Mesharshia. What did he do? Mimashmesh behu. He was playing with the hole. He was like going, rubbing his finger back and forth. The iddamu. And all of a sudden, the holes looked like each other. He started, you know, rubbing his finger against them. And they were similar. Meaning, on the new hole, he was rubbing his finger across it. So, Amar le minalaka. So his father told him, where'd you know this trick from? You rub your finger and all of a sudden they start to look alike. Amar le. Which means how many fingers touched the original hole before it got to the rabbi? Which, what do you think? They brought you to Me'ayim. How much handling took place? So therefore, for it to be all things equal, you have to touch the second hole as well, and then you compare it. So he was very impressed. Amar le, Rava said, Hakim Beri. My son is a hakim. He's so smart. Mitrefot kibon Rabbi Yohanan. He's just as fluent and expert like Rabbi Yohanan, who's known to be an expert in terefot. So that was that story. Rabbi Yohanan and Rabbi Elazar mitarvayu makifim bereah. Also, you see a hole in the lung, and you don't know if it was done before the shechita or after the shechita. Make another hole in the reah and compare. You could do it in the reah also. Amar Rava. That is rules when it comes to the man. Before we go further, you're not going to show the pictures here. But we can just go back to the lung. Okay. What's the dinim? Number one, that's only talking about Be'ota Aruga. That's got to be only on the same side of the lung, which means the two holes over there. Remember we talked about the onot? Onot. Here we are, page 66. Right, where's the onot? I'll go from the back. We'll get the onot here. On page 63. You have onot. That's the different side, the different lobes, we'll call them. So one rabbi says that this law on the lung, they're able to compare holes to see if it came before or after. That's got to be on the same aruga, on the same lobe. Either on the same right one or the left one. But you can't compare one side to the next side. But that's not the halakha. You can even check from one lobe to the next lobe. Middaka lidaka. Not only that, you're able to check from aruga la aruga middaka meona achat shlana leona acheret. So what's aruga la aruga? באותו דופן שלה, דהיינו שהנקב הישב על עצמו שתי משולה ימנית של העונות, או שתי משולה שמאלית. The first one says, it's got to be on the same side. The second one, not only, you could have them from different עונות themselves, from one עונה to the next עונה, ומגסה לגסה. לגסה is called the אומה. Remember we saw the bottom of the, you have the right caudal lobe, and the left caudal lobe, it's called the umah, those are the big. Even the big pieces on the bottom of the lung, you can go from, well, not only from lobe to lobe, the unot, but even the gasa, the big lobe, from one to the other. But not from the big lobe to the small lobe, and vice versa. So you can go from side to side, lobe to lobe, big to big, small to small, but not big to small, small to big. אביה ברמת המתרוויו מקיפים בקנה. Oh, זה נורא. Okay, let's go back when the canins. Picture book 75 in Timon Echol. You have over here the חוליה. חוליה is the trachea. Okay, remember the trachea, how it looks? It's a bunch of rings and it has the cartilage in between. So the din is like this. מקיפים בקנה. If you have, let's say, a hole in the kaneh, and we know the hole in the kaneh has to be the size of an isar, the size of a coin. So we said, you can compare holes. You make the shemitah, you see a hole in the trachea. You don't know if it happened before or after, so you can compare it with another hole to see if it happened before or not. That's the din of makifin bekaneh. Now, Amar Papa, Lo Amaran Ela Beota Cholia. It's got to be on the same Cholia. Remember the way we looked at Rashi when he said Cholia? Cholia is a group of three. So it's got to be on the same three rings. We call that a Cholia. However, Amar Mecholia Le Cholia Lo. But you can't compare holes from one set to another set. Vilcheta Afilu Mecholia Le Cholia. But not like that. You can even compare from one set to another set. Umibar chulya lebar chulya, and you're allowed to compare from the back of the chulya, from the outside of the chulya, to the outside of the chulya. Where's bar chulya? Also, look at the picture. Chulya is the ring. Bar chulya. If you look in your picture, here it looks like the inside. You know, they're calling it bar chulya.
It's not just the underside of
it. It's the underside of the chulya. However, aval lo mechulya le bar chulya velo me bar chulya le chulya. But you cannot check from inside to out or outside to in. The inner area here, what's called bar chulya, that's okay, but not in to out. Okay. We have a story on this. Sometimes it gives you stories. No stories on this. Okay. What is that? You want to read? Yeah, that's what with the picture. Okay, Amar Zayini. Next picture. Halholet. Okay, what is the halholet? Halholet. You know what I going to tell us what the halholet is? Yeah, correct. We have the picture. The halholet. Where's the halholet? find that here, the fats of the Hazulet, no? What does it say anyway about the Halcholet? Halcholet, what's the din? Shinikeba. Oh, you have the picture? Okay, see, okay. See if you have the, in the art school, you have the picture. So what happened? With the issue they're going to discuss over, you see the Halcholet is connected here against the bone, the support, the thigh bone of the animal. So they were basically, they were going to start talking, if you have a hole in this item, the bone is covering it up. If the bone covers it up, you'll be okay. It's going to be sotin. So halholet shenekeva keshera, hu'il v'yirechayim ma'amidot uta. Very good. Because the yirechayim, the thigh bone, is closing it up. The kama, how much of the halholet is being supported by the thighs, and you're going to say that it'll be okay. Amar bi al-amar bi Yohanan makom adabek, which means the place where it's attached to the yirechayim. Birubo. Wow. So the place that's attached, even if the rov has a hole in it, it's okay. We'll say that the yirechayim is going to be sotem. Shelo bimkom adabek. However, in the place where the halcholet is not attached to the thigh bone, v'mashu, then even a mashu pinhole is going to be matrif. Amaru Rabbanan kemed Rabban mishemed Rab Nachman. Amar lav mi amina lechu. Didn't I tell you? Lo titlu be buke serike. Don't put on Rab Nachman buke serike. Buke serike means empty jugs, which means don't say things in Rab Nachman's name that he never said. Don't put empty jugs, meaning you're saying silly things in his name that he never said. That's not what Rav Nachman said. Then I tell you, don't say buki srike. You see, the rabbis use that line many times when they want to say that their colleague doesn't know what he's talking about. This is buki srike. This is empty jugs, what they're saying. This is haki amaran amaran. Rav Nachman said the following. Mekom adabek. The place that's attached to the yirechayim, afilu nital kulo kasher. Wow! Even if the whole thing's missing, forget about a hole in it. Even if the whole halcholet is gone, v'hu shnishtiyer bo kedit tefisa. So long as there's enough to grab onto it, it's kasher. V'kama, how much is kedit tefisa? Amar Rabbi Kimlo batda, the shi'ur of the width of a finger. Betorah, that's in a short. So in an ox, that's going to be that. Now you see the picture they have over here. Here you have the thigh bone, and you have the halcholet, and it's missing. So long as you have a little left of the halcholet, the shi'ud of a finger, in the place where it's close to the halcholet, so therefore it's going to be okay. So this is now a subject to a big question, because now you tell me the halcholet, you don't even need it to be there. So long as you have a little piece left. So what did the rabbi mean above Rav Nachman when he said that a mashu shelo b'mkom adavek, you tell me a mashu is going to be no good? So the mefarshim are discussing over here, yesh tashol mai kavanat ze'ini she'amal im nekema al-cholet keshera. Now nekema, what does ze'ini say? Yeah, amazira cholet shnekema keshera. Now, what do you mean, al-cholet shenekeva? Now, obviously, you're not talking about in a place where it's not attached to the thigh, because if it's not attached to the thigh, nothing closes it up. So, therefore, if it has a nekev in it, it'll be no good. Either you must be talking about in the spot that's attached to the thigh. Attached to the thigh, what do you mean nekev? Even if the whole thing is missing, you're telling me it's okay. So, what did the first rabbi mean when he said that the nekev is kishera? So they want to say that really he meant nekeva. The Rashba says he meant that it's missing, that it's taken away totally. Not the normal word way we learn nekeva, which means a hole. Here he meant nekeva means it's gone, it's off. Now in this book over here, do we have a picture of this here? Well, if you go to the back. The rectum is supported by the thighs. You do have a little piece on page 176. The rectum of a bovine is a relatively long tube that extends from the large intestine to the pita ba'at. It's the anus of the animal at the rear of the body. When it reaches the thigh area above the hind legs, it is tightly enclosed by the surrounding bone, as well as by the muscles of the area. Within the encasement, a portion of the rectum may be missing without affecting its function, for the solid waste will continue through the rectum rather than leak into the abdominal cavity. So even that picture over there where the majority of it's missing, it'll still flow across in that area into the right spot over there. Okay? That's that. Next case. Hakeres apinimi. Now we get into a subject. The inner stomach that got a hole in it. So inner stomach, the Mishnah holds, even a hole is no good. The outer stomach, we said, has to be ripped rov. So the outer stomach, there's more tolerance on the outer stomach. Even rov, only until rov. But the inner stomach, even if there's a nekev in it, it's no good. Now we're going to have to discuss, where is this inner pinimi? Where is this keres apinimi? Where do we locate it? Very important to know where it is, because even a pinhole is going to be matrifit. So where is the keres apinimi as opposed to the keres hachitzona? There's going to be like a four-way mahlokin on where this item is. Amar Yehuda Marav. Ha'id Natan Bar Shila Reshta B'Hayad Tzipori, who was the head butcher in Tzipori. Lifnei Rabbi Mishum Rabbi Natan Ezu Ikeres Apinimi Sanya Dibe. Dechen Amar Rabbi Yoshem Ben Korcha Sanya Dibe. Okay, what is Sanya Dibe? Sanya Dibe, see page 70, photo 3.58F. Okay, well, 70. In your Timune Hall book, three, here it is. The stomachs and intestines viewed from the top and rear of the animal. The photo provides a good orientation for the actual position of the organs in the body. That's the Cherev Chesed Kerev, not visible, okay. So if you look at this picture, Sanya Dibe. Right next to the colon. They call it the sacrum. So that is going to be referred to as the small or the inner keva, the inner stomach. So if there's a hole over there in this spot here, it's no good. Let's have something on Sanya Dibe. Yeah. The Sanya Dibe literally means, Sanya means hated, and Dibe is wolves. Hated by the wolves. Why would they call that Sanya Dibe? Is a deep sac that attaches to the digestive tract where the dakin, the small intestines, meets the colon. Like we saw, the colon is called Hadra Dekanta. Although today it is considered part of the large intestine, in Talmudic times the cecum was generally labeled a stomach. For like the voluminous first stomach of ruminals, that's the keres, it is a blind sac with only one opening through which digestive material both enter and leave. Okay, so that's basically what it's like a stomach. Hated by the wolves. I guess when the wolves devour an animal, they don't eat it. Yeah. So because sanyati, the part of the animal that they don't like. Okay, that's the inner stomach. Now continue. Rabbi Ishmael Amar Istumcha de Karsa. He says a different spot. It's called the Istumcha. Istumcha sounds like stomach. It's Istumcha de Karsa. It is the stomach of the keres. Okay. see a picture of that. Where is that? It's Tumcha de Mekeres. It's Tumcha de Keres. You see the Keres? Keres. Just the rumen. This area here. That's a big difference. Either it's this spot over here, or it's this big keres, the big sack.
Okay, that's called the inner.
Look at that she. Stumcha de karsa, ani shamati istumcha belaz. Ve'enu yodea mahu. Ah, so I don't even know what it is, by the way. So that's a question what this istumcha de karsa is. Because he didn't say keres. It was keres, we know what keres. He said istumcha de karsa. Where's istumcha de karsa? We don't have that in the picture. That she does not know where this istumcha de karsa is. I showed you keres, but the Gemara didn't say keres. The Gemara says istumcha de karsa. I'll go to the next one. Ravase amar b'yohanan makom tsar yesh b'keres. There's a narrow part in the keres. Ve'en yodeya eze. I don't know exactly where that part he was talking about. Amar of Naaman bar Yitzhak nafal keresa bebira. He said, if that's the case, the keres has just fell into the pit. Because since you don't know where it is, so there goes the halakha. How are we going to know? You give me a location, but you don't know how to define it. So there goes the stomach. The stomach just fell into the pit. Amar of Haban of Abba, Amar of Aseh, then a metzar ulmata. From the part of the keres that starts to become narrow and downwardly towards the veshet. So again, it's got to be somewhere in here. Here's the keres, where it starts to get narrow, and it's going towards the veshet. Where's the veshet? Oh, here. So somewhere in this area. The veshet is here, the esophagus is on top. So it's where the keres starts to get narrow, towards the veshet. So somewhere in here is the keres epidemi. Rabbi Yaakov ben Nachmani Amar Shmuel, Makom She'en Bo Melat. Oh, the place in the keres where there are no protrusions. The place where there's no protrusions. Let's see, it talks about the place where there's no protrusions. Yes, he does. The inside surface of the rumen, that's the keres, is lined with short hair-like papillae. Their function is to absorb any nutrient produced by decaying foodstuffs. In the section of the rumen located toward the rear of the animal, the inner surface is covered with a thick concentration of papillae, which resemble wool. The area is called keres achison, the outer rumen. At the front of the rumen, the area that joins the veshet, so get up here somewhere, next to the veshet, that area is more smooth. So that's what the Gemara Makom She'en Bo Milat. So again, basically those last opinions are saying it's somewhere over here, the Keres Epinimi. Basically up here, next to the Veshet. This, the only rabbi that was put it far away was the first rabbi, next to the colon. But everybody else is putting it somewhere up there in that section over here. So the Gemara gives another opinion now. Rav Avina Amar Geneva Mesheme Derav Tefach Baveshet Samuch LaKeres Zui Keres HaPenimit. The last Tefach of the esophagus, that is called, next to the Keres, is called the Keres HaPenimit. So it's at the end of the esophagus. Okay. So again, somewhere down here. Amri b'ma'arava m'shved Rabbi Yosef al-Hina. Kol ha-keres kulo, zoi keres ha-penimit. Whoa. He says, oh, this is all keres ha-penimit. So where's the chitzona then? Ve'ezo keres chitzona, basar ha-chofe et rov ha-keres. Where's that? That's going to be basar ha-chofe et rov ha-keres. Where's that going to be? Now we saw, let me tell you where it is. He says over here it's going to be on the bottom of the animal. Zid dopen halal abetin.
stomach asuya mi li'ot basar v'shiririm ha'perusot zu al zu. Oh, so Gemara says, where is that? No, this is a new opinion. Rava baravuna amar mafra'ata. The keres epinim is the mafra'ata. My mafra'ata. What is mafra'ata? Amar av avya echad de par'et tabache. The place where the butchers reveal. The bottom portion of the keres that is revealed when the butchers open up the stomach in order to take out the intestines. That is Pelek Apinimi. Do we have a picture of that? No, I don't have a picture of that either. Maflata. Well, it doesn't give me Maflata either. Gemara continues. Amar le'rab ashel amemor. Kol hanish ma'tetam mai. Regarding all these opinions that you saw here, where the inner stomach is, which opinion do we go? Amale kulihu shaykhan bedraba baravuna. If you just take Rabba baravuna, you'll cover all the opinions. What was Rabba baravuna? The last one, the mafrata. I have what we're paying. Let me see. That's the mafrata? Okay, mafrata. I see, I don't have that in my book. Mafrata. Ah, portion of the paunch. Okay, it's like under the rib cage here.
That's what they open.
Yeah, here. Ah, that's the spot they're showing you. I got it. Okay, he didn't tell me what I'm looking at. Okay, fine. So that's that spot over there. So he says, if you take this opinion, you'll cover all opinions. Now, is that true? Will you cover all opinions? Who do you follow as the? Because you have to know what the inner keres is for a pinhole. So which opinion are you taking? So Amale Kolu Shaykhan Ben Rabba Barav Huna. So is it Udrab Asse Amar of Yohanan Mai? What do you mean? According to Rab Asse, what does he say? He said the Kiris Epinimi is the place. He doesn't know where it is. We don't know where it was. So how could you say you could satisfy all opinions when one of the opinions they said that they don't know where it is? So Amar le kevar pirshara b'ha bar'ava. He explained that that's what he meant. He meant it was the mafrata. That when he explained that spot, it was included in that mafrata. So he's covered also. Udebi abina udebne ma'arava mai. What about the other opinions that said it was the bottom tefah of the veshet? That part is not next to the veshet. The part that we're talking about now called mafrata, it's not part of the veshet. Ubne eretz Yisrael that said it's the whole keres. That's not the part that you're talking about. Amar le hani vaday pedi. For sure, that opinion is argued. My only question is, according to the opinion that says it's the mafrata, what about the first opinion? The first opinion that said, yeah, that was all the way next to the colon. What are you going to say with that? That it says it was a sanya dibe. The sanya dibe is here. And he's coming along and saying, is that the mafrata? Tell me, this area here, you see, Sanyadi Be'er is over here. And the spot that they're talking is here. So why did the Gemara say that Sanyadi Be'er is not included either in this opinion?
Is that the Rabbi Harvai?
Okay, bottom line. Meharba Gemara enam machla la racha binyan ze. What do we do? I don't know. Give the test. The whole keres ke keres a pinimit. La racha lemasin that treat the whole keres as pinimit, and therefore even if there's a hole in it, it's going to be no good. According to Bnei Araba, the leshita. When we call makom, en anu botkim et kol hakeres shel beimot shorkim neruot imish beim nekev. They're sochim al arof. Aha. They don't have to check all the other limbs because majority of the animals are okay. About etare abut kin, but they do check the lungs, because the lungs, there's a lot of sirchot on the lungs. So they'll check two items. They'll check the stomach, and they'll check the lungs. Those are the two items, but every single part of the animal, they don't check for holes, because they rely on rov.
Okay. Unless they see it.
Unless they see it, that's of course. Okay. We'll stop over here.